Degrees and a little cloudy here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Nashville General Hospital's future just got a little clearer. After a nationwide search, its board chose a new CEO last night, Dr. Veronica Elders. She's the current interim CEO at Nashville General. The search committee said it was critical the hospital find the best chief executive possible. They say the process revealed that the person already held the post. Elders took over as interim CEO about a year ago. She stepped in when the previous head executive resigned amid controversy. Supporters say the hospital's finances and employee morale have vastly improved during her short tenure. The city-owned Safety Net Hospital has always struggled financially. It has weathered several public crises in recent years. As CEO, Elders will oversee getting the hospital out of the red. It's operating at a nearly $5 million loss for the year. She'll also be part of deciding whether to renovate the hospital's severely dated campus or build a new one. Either option is expected to cost $500 million. Nashville's R&B scene is beginning to have a moment. A number of artists are distinguishing themselves as real contenders, and there are more and more events devoted to R&B around the city. That's also thanks to the efforts of those who don't usually have the microphone, DJs and producers like Dom. Not only does he make music with an array of Nashville R&B voices and spin their records, he's helped them get access to tours and Music Row writing sessions.
It takes a village. It takes so many people having a hand in so many aspects of the culture for something to really shift and create a moment in history. And at the end of the day, we're all trying to make history and make our impact. And I think one of the best ways to do that is to help other people build their legacy.
Senior music writer Julie Height tells us about the many parts that Dom plays in her latest feature. You can hear it at WPLN.org. That's also where you can find more local news. You can find it as well on the NPR app under local headlines. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.